Kenilworth it is. Hollywood Bets Kenilworth on the Saturday. And what a fantastic programme. I can tell you, it's just gone afternoon in the Western Cape. The sun outside is shining once again. And really, Hollywood Bets Kenilworth, I'm sure punters will be frequenting the wonderful race course. Also, Hollywood Bets have now opened the Kenilworth branch. That is up and running. So we'll be paying that a visit. I'm sure it'll be a great establishment to race that during the week. We have got nine races carded. The first race is off at 12:40, so the punters' challenge selections have to be on by 12:35. It's the World Sports Betting Supports Western Cape Equine Trust over 1,200 metres. It forms no part of the exotics, and I see the Ashley Fortune Yard. They have a runner here called Black Egret, who opened at 1.67, went 2-1, is now 1.52. www.hollywoodbets.net and brings the Gauteng form into play. I wonder if someone can shut that door for me. Feltskun, number 13, has been off for 445 days as Feltskun, four-year-old colt. First time out was second, ahead behind Winchester Mansion, lame right hind. On that occasion there was support into 15-10. Feltskun opened 3.33. has gone 5-1. Gimme's Laddie has been a little bit costly to follow. There's a drift on Hollywood Bets from 4.55 to 6.25. They are betting 10-1 and better the balance. I am going with a favourite. I'm not that enamoured with a favourite, but I think it should run well, judging on the Gauteng form. So number one, Black Egret, is the way I'm going to start proceedings from the 7, 6 and 13. 1, 7, 6, 13. Western Cape Race 1. We'll be there, certainly bright and early. Race 2 is the Amy Miller Memorial Maiden Plate over 1,400 metres. Now we're on to the start of the bipot, 1:15. Your bets have to be on. We've got this horse, Allende, who is owned by the Hollywood Syndicate, has been very costly to follow. Allende is topping those boards at 2-1. That is the price there. I thought maybe the drop to the 7 furlong as opposed to the mile could well suit the source. So 2-1 is the price. Sharapova is from the Mike de Kock Yard. That first time out in Gauteng ran a nice race. It's quoted at 3.03 in the betting. Muzi Yeni will be doing duty in the irons. After those, we've got Global Songstress, who's at 6.25-1, on board at 8.33-1. Now, number 15, Tuscany, returns from a rest. This horse has drawn 15 of 15, so drawn in the car park, but Richard Faree is the rider. I see there's absolutely no support. 7.14 has gone 10-1, 63-day rest. I still thought that was a big runner, but I am going to take my chances with Allende, giving that one a last-gasp effort to get it right today over the 1,400. But I do respect number 15, Tuscany, and at the 10-1, I would certainly include that one in the places and the exactors. After that, going with the 9 and the 4. 4:15.92 make it. 4:15.92 in race 2. The third race is the first leg of the place accumulator. This is the Freeman Stallions Middle Stakes over 1,800 metres. 13:50. It'll be PA time in the Western Cape. I'm sure we'll have terrific pulls. We should have with this kind of a card. My goodness me. We're talking top draw stuff here. Silver Lynx, number 6, is 2.27. Is carrying postage stamp weight of just the 52 in the third race. Silver Lynx, Muzi Yeni, last time out won the maiden for the Justin Snaith Yard. Academic Gold is a 3.57-1. Grand for Nikak, good to see him getting a full card. Metal is 3.57-1. We've said it time and time again, Peter Muscat, I really rate this conditioner, 3.57 about Metal. Then we go Rocky Reef, who's at 5.56. I don't think this horse is out of it. If you have a look at some of the form lines in KZN, this horse really runs on very strongly. Last time out, by the way, was third, 1.45 lengths behind, and just under a half a length in front of Rocky Reef was a horse called Lady Serena, who we liked during the week, and that duty was heavily backed and won with Keegan DeMello from the Paul Lafferty Yard. I think Metar in this race will enjoy the long straight. That's what really attracts me regarding the 7 Metar. I'm going with 7 Metar in front of three, Rocky Reef, then the two, who is Academic Gold, and the six, Silver Link. 7-3, 2-6 will do it for me in race three. Race four, Volkerbos Drift and Maritzfontein, 1400. This is a merit-rated 79 handicap. Fillies and mares, the good news is we have got a 500,000 carryover in the pick six, and the estimate is that Hollywood Bets Kenilworth on the day we should reach 4 million rand in the pick six. Mouth-watering stuff. Fourth race, takeout number one, Copper View, will take no part. The source, Queen of Sparta, is the favourite, 2.86. You've got to like Queen of Sparta, another one who unleashes late, but I notice possibly is better at Durbanville. That's a slight concern for me there. 5, Act Naturally, is a 3.57 to 1. Zippy Over is at 4.55 to 1. I'm going to take my chances in this race with a horse who has dropped in the merit rating, and that is a horse called Certainly. I say dropped in the merit rating, has dropped certainly in the class taken on. By the way, Act Naturally, I just wanted to point out, the last win, there have been six runners, only one second. But getting back to the horse I like, I thought Overdue Improvement at a price is a horse called Certainly. Number six, Jason Gates will be in the irons. This horse is quoted 12.5 to 1 a win, 2.5 a place. Certainly will go in all my play at those odds. I don't know so much about winning once again, but I think six Certainly is a nice horse for the exactest place as swingers. 6-2-3-5. 6-2-3-5 in race four. Going with Queen of Sparta as a second choice, but certainly in with a big shout. That is the pick six. It's on to the first leg of the jackpot in race five. It's the Drakenstein Stud. Run over 2,500 metres. This is the Cape Summer Stayers Handicap, the Grade 3 events. And certainly, needing no introduction, is a horse called Chrome Yellow, who has done awfully well in this race. In fact, is bidding for a hat-trick of victories. Grand van Niekerk will have the ride for Andre Nallis. He's at 8.33. He's carrying 60 kgs, is Chrome Yellow, in race five, conceding a lot of weight. But quite frankly, I'm sticking with the horse who's done well in this particular event. And I thought that that price of 8.33 a win and a place of just under 17 to 10 was the way to lean. So for me, it's 2 Chrome Yellow in front of the 7, who is Salvatore Mundi. I think that's the main danger. Then the 8 and the 3 slide will follow at the end. 2783, race 5. Race 6, Grade 2, WSB.co.za, Southern Cross Stakes, is run over the 5 furlongs. www.hollywoodbets.net have the betting as follows for the 6th race. Santa Maria is a weak favourite at 4-1. There are many inward chances in this race. Princess Calla is returning from a lengthy rest. We haven't seen her in some time. We know she's all class. That one is quoted at 5-1. She has blown out from 3.57. Whoa, Whoa, Whoa is at 5.56. The Hollywood Syndicate send out a horse called the Pico, who's done exceptionally well since the blinkers have been fitted for Mike de Kock. Musi Yen is down to ride. That's at 7.14. Going Up is also owned by the Syndicate. I like a little bit of that. The only worry for me there was that Going Up seems to have done very well in the wet going. It is the peak run for Going Up. End of the day, selection for me is going to be Santa Maria, who's having the peak run. I really like the Bass Robinson Yard on the day. I think they've got some wonderful runners still to come. So 5-11-6-2. 5-11-6-2 does it in race 6. Race 7, the Grade 2, World Sports Betting Greenpoint Stakes, has run over a mile. And the big scratching there to note, of course, I'm sure you're all aware, is Jet Dark. That leaves Comedy Dun likely, in my opinion, to win it. The People's Horse, Comedy Dun, I think will be hard to beat. The price is currently even money. I really think Comedy Dung is the business in the 7th race. That's my point of view. In my personal bets, it'll be a bank in everything and hope for the best. Golden Ducket, the 2 on the card from the Eric Sands Yard, is quoted at 5.56. I saw that as the danger. Then the 10 and the 8, 7-2, 10-8. Personally, I'd be trying trifectas quartets there, maybe just to beat the 2 out of 2nd. I'd be going bankers 7, horses 2, and then field at the back when it comes to the quartet. But Comedy Dung, all the rage in race 7. Race 8, the Grade 1 World Sports Betting Cape Phillies Guineas is run over a mile, of course, 16.50. And the betting on the 8th race, Ciao Bella is your favourite. The price there is 1.43. I see there's actually been more money for Ciao Bella with Hollywood Bets, 1.43. 12, Golden Hostess is 4.55. Guineas Lassie is 8.33-1. The syndicate, they'll be hoping for the likes of Make It Snappy in this race. I thought Make It Snappy last time out had a low mass, was up against mares that were in need of the run. Still won well, up and coming. 8.33, I see, is in from 10-1. They've also got another one. Happy Chance. But for me, I think we could see a form reversal with that last run where Ciao Bella won. I like a bit of 12, Golden Hostess. I see the blinkers are on. That update has just come through. Blinkers on 12, Golden Hostess. It's drawn 12 of 14. But I just thought if you go through this horse's form, you'll see the fastest finisher on many an occasion. And I like the idea of the long straight for Golden Hostess. So I'm going 12, Golden Hostess to win from the four. Now that's Who Do You Love? That's a stable companion. That's at a big price. That's 16.67-1. I like the booking of Gavin Lorena there. It is the peak run. If you go back, there's also won three races. It was drawn wide out recently. And I think the four, Who Do You Love, is a sneaker. A place on the four, currently 2.16, the first four. So it's 12.4.93 for me. 12.4.93. I see I'm actually going for the Bass Robinson yard to run 1, 2, 3. Race 9 is a merit-rated 70 handicap for the fillies and mares. Now, sometimes we can only try our absolute best at this game. I hope I'm leaving the best for last. Because if there's one horse on this card that I really like at a price, this is going to be it. Number 1, Venus de Milo. There have been 8 runners from the last form line, only one winner. That is the favourite. Look, it's wide open, 5-1. Number 13, Double Dream, I give that a big shout. That is quoted at a price of 5-1. There's nothing between them. But for me, there's a horse here that really catches the eye. The current price is 14.29 a win. And I'm actually going to, after these recordings, go and have a few rand on. We've got to try our luck. That is a horse called Jewel Ray, number 3. And I'll tell you why. Won the maiden by a half a length, beating Touch of Grace. In that very race was a horse called Make It Snappy that we mentioned earlier and has got aspirations in the big race. Make It Snappy went on to win 2. Now, last time out, ran at Kenilworth over 1400, was drawn 8 of 11 and ran against the boys. A much stronger field than faced, yeah. That was in a merit-rated 74. Showed a lot of pace and she died late on. I've watched the race a few times. She found nothing more. I think at the end of it, she only beat one home. She faded 6.5 lengths behind Running Rifles. But Louis Mkotwe is aboard for Eric Sands. And for me, at that price, that's the way I'm going. But beyond that, it is tricky. 3.13.7.4.11. 3.13.7.4.11. It's an absolutely crackerjack card in the Western Cape at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. You also got Spinner Zonke for you, of course, on a Saturday night, 8.30 through to 10.30. And don't forget as well, Turfantine, Stand Side Track. Lovely jubblies. Punters will be firing. I really appreciate you joining me. Hit them hard, sunshine. See you Sunday. Bye-bye.